At Constitutional Court Justice Yvonne Mokgoro has found that suspended advocates Nomgcobo Jiba and Lawrence Mkhwebi are neither fit nor proper to hold office within the National Prosecuting Authority. Now, Jiba is Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions and Mkhwebi is Special Director of Public Prosecutions. President Cyril Ramaphosa had asked the judge to look into the two advocates' conduct after several allegations surfaced around their actions. EWN senior reporter Barry Bateman has been breaking quite a few angles on the story. Barry, good afternoon to you. What were the judge's findings?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joanne. Well, you know, quite wide-ranging findings against the pair, and it relates to several judgments that we've had. I suppose they start as early as 2011, 2012, and these relate to decisions in the Richard Mdluli matter, the decision to withdraw the prosecution there, Jiba's decision to authorize the prosecution on racketeering charges of Johan Boysen, Jiba's conduct in the spy tapes matter, Jiba's conduct in the General Counsel of the Bar application to strike them from the role, and, you know, some of the key findings is that particular, let's look at the Boysen matter, in that Jiba compromised her integrity and consequently cannot be entrusted with the responsibility of the office that she holds. Now, this is a comment on a Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions. She displayed a lack of leadership. She lacked the high standard of professional ethics, accountability, and transparency required of somebody at this level. You know, and also perhaps very important is the way the commission found Jiba had regard for the court. So not only her conduct, but how somebody who is an advocate, a senior position in the NPA, regarded the court. It says that she displayed irreverence to the courts and indifference to their processes, resulting in adverse comments being made about her. They found that she acted with favor and with prejudice, and this compromised the independence of the NPA and ultimately brought the NPA into dispute. So damning findings in a scathing 140-page report.
Indeed. Barry, I understand Jiba and Mkhwebi will now have to respond to the report.
That is correct, Joanne. About 2 weeks ago, the presidency announced that he had received the report following a consultation with Justice Mokgoro, and he had forwarded on the report to Jiba and Mkhwebi and asked them to make representations. Now, we've spoken to Zola Majava, the attorney for Jiba, and he has confirmed that they have filed these representations. We don't know what those representations are as yet, and the president also hasn't announced what decision he's made in respect of the recommendations of this report. So while they have confirmed that representations have been made, we're not yet sure what they are.
Barry, we also know that Jiba and Mkhwebi are still going to the Constitutional Court over an application to strike them off the role of advocates. Will this Mokgoro report have any bearing on that case?
I don't think it will, Joanne. You know, there's two different tests that have been put at play here. The one is, are they fit and proper to hold the position of in their senior positions of office in the National Prosecuting Authority? The other is to hold their positions as advocates and on the bar. If they cannot, you know, the way it works is that, you know, they could still remain as advocates, but this particular commission has found that they're not fit and proper for that particular office. They still have to have this fight in the Constitutional Court to remain on the role of advocates. Of course, if they had been found not fit and proper to be on the role of advocate, it would have automatically disqualified them from holding this position in the NPA. But we're still waiting for this matter to be heard in the Constitutional Court.
Right. So many implications from Judge Yvonne Mokgoro's findings today, Barry, for many other cases, including that of Johan Boysen and the charges that he faced as KZN Hawkshead, the Richard Mdluli matter. Are there going to be consequences, legal consequences or investigations perhaps, resulting from what Judge Mokgoro has actually found?
Well, if the Democratic Alliance has anything to say about it, Glynis Breidenbach in particular, there should be, and there should be criminal charges being laid against the pair for their conduct over the years. Now, I mean, the adverse findings made against them in the court have been in the public domain for many years, and, you know, nothing has come of them until now, where there has finally been a decision that there's accountability for what they have done. There have been findings which could lead to accountability for what they have done. There could be criminal prosecutions that follow from this. I understand, for example, in the decision to withdraw the fraud charges against Nomgcobo Jiba for her handling of the Boysen matter, the private prosecutions unit with Harry Nell, they want to pursue that particular matter as a private prosecution. So indeed, there could be further repercussions for the pair considering their conduct over the last decade or so.
Barry, thank you so much for putting us in the picture there. Our EWN senior reporter, Barry Bateman.